Ordinary Average Guy podcast number 60 for Monday, March 6th, 2006.
This is Brad from Whole Lot of Nonsense, and I can tell you that Bob Bickler is neither ordinary nor average, but he is definitely a guy. No, really, I've seen his beard.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
So welcome to the future, everybody. Welcome to podcasting.
Almost live from a basement somewhere in central New Jersey, this is the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. Hey everyone, how you doing? Bob Bickler with the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. Finally, after a long week of absence from you guys, got the urge to sit back down and blab for a bit. In the background, that of course is our good friend Mr. Sean Mormello with his song Tonight. Before that, Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov from the Pacific Coast Hellway, Craig Patchett from Godcast.org, and of course, Brad P. from the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast. Oh, yeah, it's been a while. I did a show a week ago this past Sunday and said, oh, yeah, I'll be back later this week with another show. And of course, I was full of manure. Just never got around to it. Got too busy watching TV, dealing with the family, preparing for soccer season, what have you. And, I really got to do a show. I actually even had music picked out ahead of time. And what am I going to talk about? And I said, well, I've been watching a lot of TV, so I guess we'll talk about TV. So I'll make this the boob tube episode of the Ordinary Average Guy podcast. Let's start off with some music, though. This one is, the music today is stuff I've heard on the Daily Source Code, so I guess you could say I'm sucking up as much as Jersey Todd is trying to suck up. I don't know. But it's all good music. It's all music I love, and it's from the PodSafe Music Network. The first one is from a group we've played before, actually, Natives of a New Dawn, and it's called Good Day on the Ordinary Average Guy podcast.
Another day in this life of mine. I take a deep breath, my lungs fill to capacity. It's gotta be a good day.
Why?
Because it has to be. Stretch out my arms, I exhale out my worries. Rejuvenated, no end of the possibilities. Peace of mind, it fills my bloodline.
Yeah, my soul becomes whole as I swing from the vine.
I'm unconcerned with time, I finally feel fine. Day is as it should be of my own design. There's no alarm clock needed when I rest, sleep, and dream. My circadian rhythms are all that I need, and I unchoose a bad day, and I unchoose to grieve. Because you can't have a good day unless you believe. Every day good and bad will both be around, so let's focus on listening to the positive sounds of a good day. Horizon, long shadows stretch out,
a brisk air flies in,
lingering in the room, and cooling the conversation. Calm sets in, a moment of meditation. The whole day is playing back in my mind of all the people and their faces in this moment of time. Some are wearing smiles, others wallowing in misery. Some find tomorrow while others become history. Now where do I fit in? Am I the author or the artist? The moon or the stars or the sun that lights the darkness? Could be the dumbest and again could be the smartest. I learned about perspective between the closest and the farthest. See, I've been the farmer in the season of the harvest. It was learned to sow the seeds that I labor the hardest. Now every day good and bad will be around. So let's focus on this and the positive sounds of a good day.
Of the New Dawn with Good Day, courtesy of PodSafe Music Network at music.podgeo.com. They're from Michigan. They just sound like an awesome band. They, real different mix of things. They say their influences. What do they say? Bio. Musical genres beware. The natives have demolished all labels and created a monster. Hip hop with soul, funk rock, and classic R&B. Easy to love and hard to categorize. Lose the gimmicks, shake your false pretenses, and raise your musical consciousness. Head nodding, ass shaking, high energy music. And it is all that. I mean, look at their influences. A Tribe Called Quest, Led Zeppelin, and Motown. I mean, whoa. But it's still damn good music. That's all I got to say. All right, so I said we're going to talk about some TV stuff. My family and I have been watching a lot of TV over the last week, and there's still a lot more to come. Number one, The Amazing Race Season 9 starred this past week. Interesting collection of folks. You know, they always get, you know, certain characters, I guess. You always have the elder, I don't want to say elderly, older couple. You always have a gay couple. You always seem to have a pair of girls. You always have to seem a pair of odd guys. And this year is no different. I mean, whether it's the beach bums from Florida who came on basically saying, look, we're just too lazy. We don't want to work. So we figured this is a good way to make money. And of course, they win the first leg and $10,000 apiece. Man. whether it's them or the Dorks, those two guys, I don't even remember where they're from. I think they're from the Bay Area, with their frilly shirts and just, I mean, acting like dorks. I mean, and very happy to be acting like dorks. I mean, they think it's great. You know, they're just having a great time. Then you've got the self-proclaimed nerds, a couple, guy and a girl. And then you just look at me like, they're nerds. And they're just being all kissy, lovey, and just kind of getting along. And then what else do you have? You got the pink girls from Staten Island. Yeah. They are two of the most typical females from Staten Island I've ever seen. Now, I grew up in Staten Island, so I know what I talk of when I talk of Staten Island and women from Staten Island. And for the most part, what you see on the show is what you're getting. They look no different than most women on Staten Island. They talk no different than most women on Staten Island. It's just, I mean, does the word stereotypical come to mind? I mean, it's just unbelievable. So it should be an interesting season. One leg down, one team already gone. And, you look at it. I was sitting there watching it this week, and I'm shaking my head. And my wife's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't get it. You've got teams that come on the show. For example, the team that got eliminated this week, the gay friends from Boston, okay? And the guy is afraid of flying. What the hell are you doing going on the Amazing Race? You're going to be flying all over the damn world. And then, the big thing was, well, was he going to make it through this helicopter ride? It was fine. It was no problem. What was the big deal? I mean, if you really do have a fear of flying, why are you going on the show? And if you really don't make it a big deal just for TV, you know? But other stupid things, like, well, somebody else had a fear of heights, I think. Well, hello, you know there's going to be some... every season is somebody with fear of heights. Why the hell are you going on the damn show? Oh, drives me insane. Drives me absolutely nuts. So, good first episode. Looking to see what happens. There should be some interesting dynamics there. You've got, the two pink girls and the two beach bums, and they're already talking about, hooking up there. You've got, the black couple from the Midwest. Where were they from again? I forget. They're long-distance lovers. And you can just see he's already smoldering. When they had the detour, was it the detour? With putting the motorcycle together. And they were in Sao Paulo, I think, Brazil. And they decided to put together on the street for some reason, as opposed to in the shop where everybody else was. And all the guys out there were, checking out his woman and whistling and catcalls, and you could just see the smoldering going on. You could see it, and you can tell at some point this season he's going to erupt. So let's see what happens as we go forward the season. Without a doubt, my favorite show on TV, or at least one of them. Another thing my family was watching a lot this past week, which continues on this week, is on NBC. It's called Deal or No Deal. And it's another show we've ripped off from the British. NBC seems to just love taking British shows, whether it was... what was that stupid one with the quiz show with Anne? What was it, her face? Oh, come on. Somebody yell it out. You'll know what I'm talking about anyway. Not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Although we stole that from the British, too. But... oh, crap, I can see that damn woman now in my eyes, and I can't think of the name of the show. Anyway, we stole that. We stole The Office. We tried to steal Coupling, although that failed miserably over here. We have a real history of stealing shows from the Brits. But this latest one is hosted here by Howie Mandel, who is now completely bald. So at first you may not realize who it is, but yes, Howie Mandel, the guy who used to stick the rubbers on his head and blow them up. Yeah, okay. And very simple thing, 26 cases, choose one. One of them's got some hugely insane amount of money in it, like $1 million or this week more. And, let's see if you want $1 million. They drag it out a bit and try to open up all the other cases first. And they have this charade of a banker sitting up in this booth where you can't see him, just see a silhouette on the phone all the time. And he's trying to buy the bag from you from the least amount of money he can figure. It's just all odds and statistics of which numbers it gone. And
Speaking of numbers, we're sitting there watching it, and the other night my wife is yelling out, pick, you know, my wife and kids are yelling out what numbers they should open, you know. So my wife yells out, pick 11 or 18 or 21. And I look at her, I'm like, excuse me? Well, yeah, you know, my three favorite numbers, Sarah's birthday, my birthday, and Stephen's birthday. And I'm like, ahem, and two is such a bad number? What am I, chopped liver? Oh, well, that one's not as important to me. Excuse me? I was like, man, I feel welcome here in this family. But it's a great show. But the one thing we noticed is when the contestants come out, none of them ever shakes hands with Howie. They always got to give him a little fist punch or what have you. And it's because he's a huge germaphobe. And this was something that came out a few years ago, I guess. He just completely freaked out by that stuff. So he doesn't shake hands with anyone. No, I mean, I'm just wondering what happens when they start hugging him. If they win, if somebody wins the big money, I mean, they're going to be all over him. What the hell's he going to do then? Also on NBC, the new season of The Apprentice started. Now, normally I wouldn't pay much attention to this. I'm not a big Donald Trump fan. Yeah, he's okay. I really don't care for him one way or the other, honestly. And the show kind of seems something I'm not that interested in, only for the fact of I worked in the corporate world. I don't, you know, I don't need to watch a show about it. But what's interesting is the only reason I might actually pay attention to it this year is because they filmed one of the scenes, one of the episodes for The Apprentice at one of the Rutgers football games this past season. And they came and they filmed me and my buddy sitting there enjoying our tailgate. Now, whether they'll actually use it or not, who the heck knows? Probably not. I mean, there were a lot of people there doing a lot of things. So I'll have to keep an eye out for that and see if we got sent to the cutting room floor, as I expect, or we actually made it into the show. Should be interesting. Oh, what's next? The Apprentice covered that. Oh, wait, there's one more show we need to talk about, isn't there? Isn't there? There's this show, I think it's starting Sunday. Takes place in Jersey. Talks about a guy named Tony. Yeah, The Sopranos starts up this weekend. Season, was it six now? Six? Seven? I forget. The final season, though, which should be very interesting to see where some of these storylines lead up to, because these storylines, I mean, these are not like just a cliffhanger from last year. You're talking about stuff from season one even that carries over that I'm expecting to see some kind of resolution to, you know, whether it be having to deal with Tony's mom or Tony's dreams or the kids or, you know, whatever. Father Phil. Who knows where it's going to go? But I can't wait. Actually, I have to order HBO because I only order HBO when The Sopranos are on, because honestly, for most of the rest of the time, there's not much on to watch. But it's coming around again, so got to order HBO, get the TiVo working, and this will be the first year I'm able to see it in high def, so I'm kind of excited by that. Of course, it's the last season, go figure, you know, just my luck. Six seasons, I see one of them in high def. What are you going to do? But that starts this Sunday, of course, on HBO. I think it's enough TV talk for now. Why don't we play some more music? This next song is by one of the more prominent PodSafe music artists. His name is Matthew Ebel. And I know I've been talking on and on and on recently about how the fact that you're going to be able to buy music on the PodSafe Music Network any day now. Well, you're finally able to buy some. In fact, you're able to buy the PodSafe Christmas song, If Every Day Were Christmas. And you're also now able to buy tracks by, was it American Heartbreak? Who was the second one? Was it Brother Love? I don't remember. And this guy, Matthew Ebel. You can go on to music.podshow.com, search for Matthew Ebel, and any of his songs that I've played before or I'm going to play now, you can go and download for 99 cents. Almost the entire amount, save for a small processing fee, goes towards charity during the beta testing. I think it's going to UNICEF. But go check it out. Spend 99 cents. Have some fun. In the meantime, this is Matthew Ebel with I Know You're There on the Ordinary Average Guy podcast.
You stands in our way. And nothing I say brings you here. In cover of daylight, you disappear.
This is Chris Cavs of The Martini Shot, movie making for beginners. You're listening to the Ordinary Average Guy podcast.
For all us normal guys.
Well, thank you there very much, Mr. Chris Cavs. Of course, you can find out more about The Martini Shot at filmosity.com. Let's move on and talk about some sports. What do you say? What do you say? First thing. Well, today's date is March 6th, and that can only mean one thing. March Madness is just about upon us. Basketball tournaments are starting to take shape here. The Rutgers women, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, who finished the Big East season a perfect 16-0, played their first game in the Big East tournament yesterday. Interesting game. They're playing Villanova, who plays this spread defense and gives Rutgers fits all the time. In fact, Vivian Stringer was like, yeah, I think we'd rather play Duke or, you know, Tennessee or what have you a couple times than have to play Villanova again. But, of course, they got Villanova in the first round. And what a snoozorama in the first half. Score at halftime, Rutgers 17, Villanova 13. Yeah, halftime. Not quarter of the way through the game. Halftime, 17-13. Boy, you know Viv went in there into the locker room and gave them crap because they came out and they won 60 to, what was it, 30-something? They won by 20-something points. Big, big win for the Lady Scarlet Knights as they move on in the Big East tournament and hopefully on into a high seed in the women's NCAA championships. The men also had a big victory yesterday. They faced St. John's, which, what, they're now the Red Storm, I think, no longer the Red Men. Whatever. In St. John's only true home game of the season yesterday, because you know they play most of their games at Madison Square Garden, but they always try to play at least one at Carneseca Arena, which is on their campus out in Queens. And so it was senior day. It was, you know, their big home game at home in front of everybody. And it was a do-or-die game for both teams. Whichever team lost wasn't going to make the Big East tournament. And Quincy Doobie came out and lit them up. Tons of three-pointers. Rutgers wins easily in a very tough place to win. And so they go on to the Big East tournament in Madison Square Garden, which starts tomorrow night? Wednesday night? I think tomorrow night. Maybe Wednesday night. I'm not sure. Their first game will be an evening game. I think it'll be on ESPN. And they'll be facing a local in-state rivals, the Seton Hall Pirates, who also qualified for the Big East tournament and I think are probably going to qualify for the NCAA championships. Lots of teams from the Big East going this year. So should be fun. Of course, lots of other stuff going on with basketball, especially Rutgers basketball. We'd be remiss not to mention that the men's basketball head coach, Gary Waters, is stepping down at the end of the season. A real... Oh, there goes that noise again. Man, why is it that whenever I podcast, I get that little... I don't know, maybe it's all the water I'm drinking in between the songs? I don't know. Sorry about that, folks. But Gary Waters, the Rutgers men's basketball coach, is stepping aside at the end of the season. Been a kind of a weird season for him. He had a incident going back, I guess it was about a month or so ago, where he was scheduled to appear at one of his former schools, Kent State, where he was being inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame out there. And that was scheduled for a Saturday night, and then Rutgers had a home game on Sunday against, was it Marquette, maybe? I forget. And basically, there was this little snowstorm we had. Maybe you heard about it, where we had about 2 feet of snow. And it seemed to catch Gary off guard because he got stuck out in Kent State and didn't make it back in time for the basketball game. Now, it's kind of odd that it caught him off guard since the entire New York City metropolitan area was well aware for about a week ahead of time that this storm was coming and how nasty it was going to be and how much snow we were going to get and so on and so forth. But for some reason, Gary got caught off guard by it, couldn't get back in time. So his assistant, Fred Hill Jr., took over and Rutgers won the game handily. And that wasn't forgotten. It seems that maybe or maybe not, and it depends on who you talk to, that Waters didn't actually have permission to go out to that game. And the AD, Bob Mulcahy, was more than a little peeved. Add that into the fact of Fred Hill Jr., the assistant, who is an outstanding recruiter. Just, I mean, has done marvelous jobs, not just for Rutgers, but in the past, too. I mean, he's convinced some people to go to some really out-of-the-way places. I think he convinced like 4 or 5 really good players to go up to Maine 1 year. I mean, who the heck would want to go to Maine? But so he does a great job doing that. But also his dad is the baseball coach at Rutgers. So, you know, there's a little family history there. So eventually Mulcahy and Waters sat down. They agreed to work out some contract issues and Gary stepping down at the end of the season. He'll get some money, not as much as if he had coached, but Rutgers doesn't get stuck with too much of a salary. And he'll move on after that. So I guess after the Big East tournament is done, he'll be all done. Oops, sorry, we had to take a little pause there. Urgent phone call I had to take care of. But yeah, so Waters is all bought out. They're going to move on. Fred Hill Jr. will be the coach starting next year, and we'll see where he can take the team. Other sports news. Hockey's back. The NHL is back after the Olympic break, and the Devils were right back on track. Had a very very important and impressive win over the Rangers this weekend, 2-1. Martin Brodeur this weekend becoming the first player, first goaltender in NHL history to have 10 consecutive seasons of 30 wins or more. Breaking his own record of 9, which he held. No other goalkeepers had more than 8 consecutive 30-win seasons. Just an amazing feat. And when you consider the wear and tear that NHL goaltenders face, and the fact that most of them may not even play, you know, 50 games in a year, and to have 30 wins 10 consecutive years, just a wonderful, wonderful feat. And another bit of information for his plaque in the Hockey Hall of Fame, for sure. World Baseball Championships. Who cares? This has been the big brainchild of Bud Selig and some of his young cronies at Major League Baseball. And honestly, I could care less. I mean, really, this is spring training. This is the time to get all pumped and juiced about your own local team. Whether you root for the Milwaukee Braves, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Atlanta Braves, those lowly New York Mets. Yeah, I don't care how good you think they're going to be this year. I know that people are saying they're going to win their division. They still aren't going to come close to the Yankees, and you know it. You're rooting for your team. This is the time of year when everybody's equal. Everybody's the same. There's excitement in the air. There's a thrill. It gets your blood pumping. And you could care less about the Puerto Rican national team or the Mexican national team or the Taiwanese national team. Please, give me a break. And you're interrupting spring training to do this. Interesting. The Yankees, George Steinbrenner in particular, has not been very fond of this idea because the way he looks at it is, hey, here's a good chance that all my multi-million dollar players are going to get hurt and not benefit me at all. Smart businessman. So he posts a sign down at Legends Field, where the Yankees have their spring training down in Tampa, that basically apologizes to the patrons for the fact of that they won't see some of their favorite Yankees due to this World Baseball Championships, which, well, they didn't really agree with anyway. Well, Selig hears about this, blows a top, orders the sign to be pulled down. They pull it down. But it's true. It's like, I mean, really, who cares? Who gives a rat's patoot? But that'll be on ESPN and ESPN2 if you're so inclined. Last bit of sporting news, the NFL player contracts. What is going on with that? Good Lord. The deadline was last week. Then they were all concerned because there was going to be a bunch of high-profile players cut for salary cap measures. So they extended it a couple days because, you know, they don't have a contract. And then they extend another couple days, and then the players walk out of the bargaining, and now they push back another couple of days. And in the meantime, all these free agents are waiting, and these guys are going to get cut because of the cap considerations are waiting and hanging out in limbo, and nobody knows what's going on. God, didn't you people learn anything from the hockey idiots? Get it together. Get it done. Jeez, Mom. You know, millions and millions of dollars, and they got to worry about pennies, for God's sakes. Just get it done. Enough sports talk. We played Chris Cavallari's little promo before, and just wanted to mention he's actually going to be coming down to the secretive OAG studios here in the basement somewhere in central New Jersey this Saturday and bringing his movie-making equipment with him, his cameras and lights and what have you, and is going to be filming. Yes, he's not CNBC. He's just Chris Cavs. He's going to be filming me doing a podcast. He's actually doing this with a couple of different members of the New Jersey Podcasters Association. And we're going to be using that when we are appearing at the Trenton Computer Fest, which is weekend of April 22nd and 23rd, I think. The weekend after Easter. And we'll be down there. The whole crew will be down there at the festival with a table and doing a talk and stuff and handing out some bumper stickers and CDs and all kinds of stuff. So if you're going to be in the area, come on by. You can say hello, meet us. We'll give you some good swag. You can watch the video. And hopefully, at some point, Chris will be able to give me a copy of that. And I'll see if I can include it in the feed so you can take a gander at the palatial OAG studios. One more thing I wanted to mention. I got an email this morning or this afternoon from my aunt. And it's something that's really near and dear to my heart for a lot of reasons. She's becoming involved in something called the Sister Study, which is being run by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, which is under the tutelage of the National Institutes of Health and Department of Health and Human Services and so on and so forth. And what it is it's a study about sisters and breast cancer. Yeah, I know. Not something the most ordinary average guys talk about, but it's something that affects a lot of ordinary average guys out there because it affects their grandmothers and mothers and sisters and wives and cousins and aunts and sometimes children. And since both my other aunt, not the one who sent me this email, and my mother have suffered from breast cancer, my aunt wanted to get involved in this and has joined the study where they basically look into the lives of these women and find out, you know, why one sister got it, another one didn't, and what have you. And there's a great website if you want to find out more information about it. It's www.sisterstudy.org. And if I get a chance, I'm also going to post this press release that my aunt sent me. That's what she sent me today. That talks about a little bit about it and their involvement in it. Actually, my aunt is going to become one of the spokeswomen for the group and do some speaking engagements and stuff about it. So very proud of her and my other aunt and, of course, my mother. And love them all. And hearing about that led me to my next song here on the PodSafe, here on the Ordinary Average Guy. This is one that Adam Curry's been playing a lot lately. It's by an artist by the name of Laura Clapp. And it's called Hey, Hey, Sister, here on the Ordinary Average Guy.
Hey, good morning, vanity, hungover, half asleep, just sent a bad decision home. Quick to anticipate which body part she hates while she puts her fake eyelashes on. Every morning, same reaction. Absolute unsatisfaction. Self-attack, can't do this, can't do that, or she might lose her precious friends. Watch your figure, watch your weight, clean off that empty plate. Girl, you know that ain't no way to live. Time for social intervention.
Hey, this is Todd of the Jersey Todd Show, and right now you're listening to the least ordinary guy on the web, Bob Bickler, and the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast.
gotta have more cowbell. That's Stingray with 143 from Podsafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. That's going to about do it. Actually, there was one other thing I wanted to talk about before we get into the whole closing credits thing. Spam a lot. Man, I got a lot of spam this week. I know you get a lot of spam every week, but I got some really different spam this week. First of all, spam from Dawn and Drew. What the hell? I mean, real, like, honest to goodness spam. I get this email from the Dawn and Drew show. I guess at some point I had signed up for their bulletin board or something for their forums. I get this spam begging for me to go vote him at Podcast Alley. What? It's not bad enough you got to whine and cry about it during shows, but now you got to send me spam about it? For God's sake, you know, I stopped listening a while ago because I just couldn't keep up with it, and it wasn't nearly as good now they were doing every day, but now, sending me spam? Be lucky if I listen again. I mean, it's a shame because Drew's a great dude. I met him out at the Podcast Expo, a real nice guy, but man, what are you thinking, dude? Damn. The other thing, I got all excited today. Woke up this morning, got on the laptop, and go to check my Gmail, and oh, look, there's a voicemail message for me from the phone number, the listener line. Sweet, let me go listen. And it's freaking spam. Some guy trying to sell me his IPTV services. Some company out west someplace, I guess. And went on for 3.75 minutes with a big commercial spiel. And it was live call. He said, hi, Bob, you know, I found your show on whatever service, some search engine he found it on. And, you know, I thought you and your listeners might be interested in this. And he went on for like 3.5 minutes. Like, I don't think so. I don't think you ever listened to the show. Not what the show's about. Yeah, I mean, we talk about TV, and we talk about, you know, I've talked about my home media center, but I don't think my listeners want to hear an advertisement for 3.5 minutes. So, interesting stuff there, but that's going to about do it. A little extra long today, but not too bad. If you'd like to leave me comments, hopefully not spam, you can send me an email at yourownpersonalgeek@gmail.com. If you'd like to leave me a voicemail, you can call the listener line at 206-666-4BOB. Of course, as always, you can go to the website oagpodcast.com and get show notes. Find links to all the artists we play. Leave a donation in the PayPal account for the bandwidth account. Find the mailing address if you want to send me some hate mail. You can mail it to Ordinary Average Guy Podcast, care of Bob Bickler, PMB 262 Maple Avenue, 150 Maple Avenue, excuse me, South Plainfield, New Jersey, 07080. Until next time, which will at the very latest be Saturday, this is Bob Bickler for the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast saying, see ya.
This podcast is a proud member of the New Jersey Podcasters Association.
Hey, you got a problem with that?
Powered by Cast Blaster.